让我们在神的面前，我们侍奉的度量跟主的关系能够被带到一个新的 level。
And that before God and our services and our relationship with Him would be brought to a deeper level。
在开头的时候，我特别谢谢我们两位讲员从东岸飞来的啊。
And before we begin, I want to take the time to thank our two special speakers that they've come all the way out here from the East Coast.
他们不久之前还在天上刚刚下来的。
And not too long ago, they were in the heavenly realms.
六个小时飞机加上三个小时的车子，所以将近十个小时的路上。
And 6 hours on a plane ride, and then 3 more hours on the car. They've been traveling for almost 10 hours.
我们还是请 Ernest Joyce 跟李牧师站起来，我们特别欢迎你们，好不好
？Brother Ernie and Joyce and Brother Lee, to please stand up. We really want to thank you guys.
谢谢
，Thank you.
我知道他们现在听我讲道如同在梦中啊。
And I know as they listening to me speak right now, they're like they're dreaming.
东岸差三个小时。
And they're already 3 hours ahead of us right now.
让我开始这个特会的时候呢，我用两个小小的例子开始啊。
And before we begin, I want to use 2 small examples.
我们说过这一次在大会的里面，我们主题是讲到同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
And the theme is heavenly brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
但是不管这个主题是什么
Regardless of what the theme
在我们里面有一个非常非常大的祷告和渴慕已经好久了
And there's a very big prayer and a longing in our hearts for a very long time
我们希望不管我们在座的你多大年纪
And we pray that no matter how old you are
信主多久
And how long you've been saved
第一我们希望借着这一次的特会我们每一个人都有自己面对面遇见神的经历
And we ask that this retreat each and every one of us have a personal experience with the Lord
不是只是感动而已啊
It's not just that we are touched or moved
不是只是有一些话激励了我们而已
Or some words of encouragement have come to me
既然他是我的神
But if he is my God
既然他是一个又真又活的神
If he's the true and living God
既然他是一个永远跟我们同在的神
And if he's God, he's the God forever with us
我怎能没有个人面对面遇见他的经历呢
How can I not have a personal encounter with him
弟兄姊妹我们不能够永远只有第二手的经历和认识
We can't simply rest in the second hand experiences
我们要有第一手的经历和认识
We need to have the first hand experience
对这是我们的第一个祷告
So this is our number one prayer
第二个祷告
The second prayer
我们都希望主能够借着这一次的聚会让我们经历圣灵更深的充满
And then we ask that through this retreat each and every one of us will have a greater filling of the Holy Spirit
虽然我们得救的圣灵已经在我们里面了
And we are saved the Holy Spirit is here to take residence
就着客观的真理来说主耶稣已经从父神面前领受了所应许的圣灵
objectively through the Lord Jesus Christ we receive the Holy Spirit
但是保罗告诉我们你们要被圣灵充满
Paul says be filled by the Holy Spirit
这个不是只是一个劝勉这是一个命令啊
It is not just an encouragement but it's a command
我们需要在主观上被圣灵更多的来充满
And subjectively we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit
我们活在圣灵全备的祝福里面
And to live in the full blessings of the Holy Spirit
我们活在属天的能力里面
And we live in the power of the heavenly
对这是我们两个很重要的祷告
So these are the 2 key prayers for this retreat
一个个人要遇见神
One personally we have to meet God
第二个我们每一个人照着自己所蒙恩的年日和度量我们要被圣灵来充满我们
Secondly according to the measure that you have before the Lord be filled by the Holy Spirit Spirit.
我要讲的两个小小的例子
And these 2 small examples I'm
一个是从前有一个住在深山乡下里面的人
one example comes from a man who lived deep in the mountains
有一次他有机会来到城市里面
one time he had an opportunity to come to the city
他到了城市以后在他朋友家里面
and he walked into the city and he was living in his friend's house
他要洗澡要喝水要洗脸他都跑出去
and every time he needs toUse the water, whether to wash his face, use the restroom, he has to go outside the house.
他到处去找水去。
And he looked all over for water.
一直后来主人才晓得原来他不知道水在水龙头打开了就有水啊。
wasn't until his friend actually realized that he didn't know that he could just turn the faucet and there'd be water.
他要去找池塘要去找河流去找水来。
He was looking for a pond or looking for a stream to find water.
所以他的亲戚就告诉他说你水龙头只要打开了水就出来了。
And his friend said, just turn the faucet and water will run.
这开了眼界他想怎么有这么好的东西啊。
After he saw it, his eyes was open. He said, man, what a wonderful invention.
因为他在山里面每次都要走很远去打水的。
Because every time as he was living in the mountain, he had to travel very far. far for water.
所以他就叫他朋友一定要带他去买一个水龙头。
He said to his friend, you gotta get, take me shopping, I gotta buy one of these faucets.
所以他买了两三个以后带回到深山里面就插到墙壁上去。
He bought a few faucets and he brought it home with him and he stuck it into the wall when he got home.
然后他就很兴奋地叫人家来，一看他就打开来了。
He brought all his friends. He said, "Guys, watch, watch this." And he turned the faucet.
你们知道那个结果哈
？You all know the result.
他觉得他被骗了，为什么我们家没水呢？
All of a sudden, he felt he was lying. He said, "How come there's no water? It doesn't work anymore."
因为这边自来水厂的水多得不得了。
So much water at the reservoir.
但是中间缺少了一个管子。
But it's missing a channel.
把我们这边的需要跟活水的源头连接起来。
To connect the need of the faucet to the living water.
我知道我们在座有些福音朋友，你还没有信耶稣啊。
I know there are many of you who are gospel friends who have not yet.
圣经里面讲到活水是讲到我们生命里面最深的满足和喜乐。
And this living water, the scripture speaks of the deep satisfaction and joy within our hearts.
主耶稣说，喝世界上的水还会再渴。
Jesus said, "You drink of the water of this world, you will thirst again."
喝我所赐给你们的水永远不渴。
You drink of the water that I give you, you shall.Never thirst.
主要把这个活水赐给每一个愿意接受相信的人。
And he's giving this living water to everyone who wants to receive him.
活水的源头像水厂一样水库一样这么丰富够你喝的了。
The water is like the reservoir at a dam. It's more than enough for you.
主耶稣说
But Jesus said,
若不借着我
But unless it is through me,
没有人能到父那里去
No one can come to the Father.
因为只有我
Because only through me,
道路、真理和生命。
Only I am the way, the truth, and the life.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
我们非常希望这几天短短的三天里面
，We ask these few days as you are with us,
你能够有机会
，You will have the opportunity.
在这里借着三天的听到和基督徒的相处
，And through the messages and the words you heard and living together with Christians,
把你的生命、你的生活和这个伟大的水库相连接起来
，And that you will connect your life with the source.
让你所有的需要能够在基督的里面得到满足。
All of your needs would be satisfied in Christ.
第二个小小的故事。
The second story.
好多年以前。
Many many years ago.
我们带着我们家里面的两个小家伙，现在不能讲小家伙了，都比我高了。
I brought the two little kids, children from my house.
然后回台湾去。
And we went back to Taiwan.
想让他们认同一下我们中国文化。
And we wanted them to be somewhat accustomed or at least understand our culture.
他的小九九有一天带我们到新竹一个叫做小叮当科学园区，我不晓得怎么翻译啊。
And his uncle took them to a Doraemon Park.
那个天。天气很热很热哈。
It was so hot.
然后我们到了一个地方去。
And then we got to this place.
上面有几个水龙头哈，喷水的地方。
And there would be a mist, a spot that would come out.
那个水龙头底下呢，就是有，就是你可以看得出它有一个圆盘子。在那边。
And you can see that the dish collecting the water at the base of it.
所以你人只要一站上去呢，那个水就会冲下来。
And if you stand on that plate or that base, all of a sudden the water will shoot down.
你知道天气很热，孩子们都很喜欢跑进去让水冲一冲的哈。
On a very hot day, you know all the kids go crazy and they all want to get.
特别我们这两天热到100多度，我们都想冲一下的哈。
These few days it's been pretty hot. We all want to get wet.
所以那个东西有一个特点。
The very special characteristics.
应该讲清楚，应该两个特点。
There are actually two key elements.
第一个，你必须站上去。
The very first one is that you gotta step on that plate.
你一踏进那个圆的范围的时候，水就下来。
And if you step on that plate, water will fall.
你不进去，水不会下来。
If you don't step on it, water's not gonna fall.
那第二个呢
？And secondly,
它下水量的多跟少。
And how much the water comes down?
是根据你的重量。
Proportional to your weight.
所以小小孩过去呢，水就不会太多，不会把它弄得不舒服。
So a very little kid who would stand there, not too much water would come down to discomfort.
那威廉去的话，可能就会下很多水。
If William goes, it'd be a flood.
神已经在基督耶稣里面。
The Lord, our God in Christ.
把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们。
Has given us all the gifts in the heavenly realms through Christ.
这是在客观里面的事实，已经做成的救恩。
And subjectively speaking, this is the salvation that God has done.
罗马书第五章告诉我们，我们今天因信站在所蒙的恩典的地位上。
Romans chapter 5 says that by grace we're standing on the grounds of grace.
当你凭着信心 站在该站的位置上的时候
by faith you are standing at the right place
你发现你就是要神的恩典要大大的在你主观上临到你啊
and the grace of God will personally and subjectively come to you
你要经历在圣灵里面全备的祝福
you will experience the full blessings of the Holy Spirit
你要经历基督那个说不透的恩典在我们的身上
and an inexpressible gift and the blessings of Christ in us
但是就像那个水有两个特点
Well again, like that example I gave to everyone
对今天我们个人能不能享受这个祝福也在乎你要不要来到基督里
And whether you will enjoy this gift depends on whether you will come into Christ
明明客观的事实都在了
And all the objective truths are there, you can see it happening
恩典都做好了
And grace is made ready for you
不像我刚才讲的那个山上的人他是没有水的
It's not like the guy up on the mountain, it's not connected to the water source
这是全部都接好的
But all the plumbing is in place, it's fixed
关键是你要不要踏进去那个范围里面
And the key is, are you going to step into the realm of the blessing?
你要不要来到基督施恩的宝座前
Are you going to come to his throne of grace?
我们要不要来到主的里面在基督里面
You are you willing to come into Christ, the Lord?
第二个，我们蒙恩的多少
？And secondly, how much we are blessed?
刚才那个水量的多少在乎你的重量。
And the quantity of water that comes down is proportional to your weight.
但是感谢神，神要赐给我们的圣灵不根据你的体重啊。
But we thank God, the Holy Spirit that God wants to pour out on you and me is not according to your weight.
不然英英就会比威廉少得一点。
Or else Ying's not going to get as much as me.
乃是根据渴慕啊。
But it's depending on your longing.
弟兄姊妹，我们向主大大张口。
Open up wide toward God.
神就要大大充满。
And God will fill you up.
弟兄姊妹，这一次的聚会。
And again, this retreat.
到底我们能够被圣灵充满多少
？How much you're going to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
到底我们在主面前能够得到多少的祝福和能力
？How much blessings and power are you going to receive from the Lord?
完全在乎我们要不要。
Depends on whether you want it or not.
在乎我们要的强不强
And whether how strong is that desire.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要向神祷告。
We all need to come and ask the Lord.
主啊，既然来了
God, if I am here,
不让我白白的回去。
Don't let me just leave this place.
决定不让我怎么来怎么回去。
Without getting anything, definitely do not allow me to leave the same way that I
am. 要让我回去一定不一样的回去。
But when I leave this place, I am changed.
我这个人要被神改变。
And this person needs to be transformed by God.
我要面对面的遇见我的神。
I want to meet God face to face.
我要我的全人被圣灵所充满。
And my entire being is filled by the presence of God.
让他来掌管我的生活。
That he would control my life.
让他来带领我的生活。
That he would lead me.
让他来充满我的侍奉
that he would fill me with all my service,
让我脱离所有的那些软弱疲倦的情形
and all the conditions which I am weak and I am tired,
也因着圣灵在我们的里面
and because the Holy Spirit is in here,
我有力量胜过世界
and we have the power to overcome the world,
今年冬令会的时候
and this past winter retreat,
这个主题是我们从冬令会就开始了
and we actually started this thing at the beginning of the year,
鸿蒙天召的圣洁弟兄
holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling,
我冬令会讲的三堂的主题是什么
the three messages that I gave during the winter retreat, does anyone remember what they are?
我是自找麻烦哈因为很多人上礼拜的都忘了
I know I'm looking for trouble because most of you probably forgotten what I said last week.
我现在居然问你们八个月前的
And I asked you what I spoke about eight months ago.
有没有任何人记得第一堂讲什么
Anybody remember the very first one?
蒙召成为圣洁到底是我姊妹
Called to be holy, indeed she is my wife.
等一下回家请你吃一个糖啊。
I have candy for you.
第二个呢
And secondly,
蒙召成为
Called to be
属天
in heaven.
第三个呢
Thirdly,
蒙召成为羔羊的同伴啊！那我们今年暑假呢，我是准备从出埃及记作为一个背景。
And this summer, this retreat, I want to use Exodus as the backdrop.
来讲同样的题目。
And I want to talk about the exact same thing.
这是很大胆的举动。
And this is a very bold and courageous move.
因为很多人读圣经从来没有出过埃及。
A And a lot of people, when they read the scriptures, they never actually got out of Egypt.
都倒闭旷野的。
And they've all fallen in the wilderness.
啊，我也说过，很多人读新约从来没到过罗马的。
And I said, people, a lot of people who study the New Testament, they actually never got to Rome.
读完四福音跟使徒行传，故事读完了也就完了。
They got through the Gospels and the Acts, and the stories are done.
你知道出埃及四十章很不容易讲的。
Exodus, there are 40 chapters, hard to talk about.
但你们不要担心哈。
But don't worry.
哎，我只是拿那个当背景。
It's just a background.
因为那是一个非常非常符合主题的一幅图画，一个旧约历史事实的图画。
If you understand the picture, it's a very fitting picture that is used in the Old Testament time.
神把他的百姓从埃及招出来，救出来。
God called his people, delivered his people out of Egypt.
带领他们经过大而可畏的旷野。
Has brought them to this great wilderness.
最后带进神所应许的迦南美地。
And finally, they are led into the promised land.
所以你注意到了三个大的阶段。
So these three major stages.
出来。
They came out,
经过,
they went through,
进入,
they entered.
这就是我三天的题目哈。
The theme of these 3 days.
那第一天我们讲到神把我们从世界里面救出来, 招出来。
And the very first message we're going to talk about, God has called us, delivered us out of the world.
我们蒙召成为属神的人。
We are called to be God's people.
那第二天我们穿过大而可畏的旷野。
And the second day we're going to walk through the wilderness.
这是从外面的讲法。
To look at it from the outside.
我们基督徒从属灵的讲法。
And we're going to talk about it from the spiritual aspect.
就是天路历程。
And this is the spiritual journey.
神带领我们走属天的道路。
God is leading us in this heavenly journey.
神在这里给我们属天的教育。
And God has given us a heavenly education.
神在这里用属天的法则来引导我们。
And heavenly principles to guide us and lead us.
让我们所吃的。
Now whatever we eat.
让我们所经历的。
Whatever we've experienced.
越来越脱离属地的，而进到属天的境界。
We are more and more separated from the world. We enter into the heavenly.
最后第三天。
Again on the third day.
神要把我们带进他的荣耀里面去了。
God is going to lead us into his glory.
自己要充满我们。
He wants to fill us himself.
而且他要把他所有的应许成就在我们的身上。
And all of his promises are going to be fulfilled in our life.
好，所以今天晚上我们讲第一个题目，蒙召成为属神的人。
And the first thing, we are people who are blessed to be called unto God.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面我们看见这个在旧约里面有很多的约。
In the Old Testament, there are very many covenants.
我今天提两个在早期很重要的约。
Only mention two particular covenants that are important in the early history.
一个是神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
What is the covenant that God has made with Abraham?
你知道亚伯拉罕被神召出来以前。
And before Abraham was called out.
他在加勒底的乌尔，那是一个充满偶像的地方。
He was in the land of Ur, it's a place that is filled with idols.
有人说亚伯拉罕所在的乌尔地。
And some have said that the land that Abraham dwelt.
他们所拜的偶像的种类比居民的人口还多。
And the number of idols, the different idols that they worship is more than the number of the people of the land.
各式各样的偶像。
There are all sorts of idols.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
But the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
把他给招出来。
And God called him out.
我长话短说，神几次向亚伯拉罕显现。
Keep it short, God appeared to Abraham over and over.
从不同的角度一直强调他跟他所立的约。
Different aspects, different angles, and God keep reminding Abraham the covenant I made with you.
简单来说有两件很重要的事。
Simply speaking, there are two key things.
弟兄姊妹，你不要想着这是亚伯拉罕的事跟我有什么关系。
I ask everybody, please do not think that this is something that has to do with Abraham and nothing to do with me.
加拉太书告诉我们所有以信为本的都是亚伯拉罕的子孙，对不对？
Galatians tells us all those who are born of faith are the descendants of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是蒙召族类的元首和代表。
Abraham is the source or the origin of all those who are called by grace.
今天我们要讲蒙召
And those, when we talk about being called,
我们一定要回到亚伯拉罕身上来。
We need to come back to and look at Abraham.
神召亚伯拉罕第一件事情。
And the very first thing when God called Abraham.
论福，我要赐大福给你。
Concerning blessings, I will bless you greatly.
弟兄姊妹，神救亚伯拉罕，神召亚伯拉罕的第一件事情是要叫他蒙大福。
And the very first thing that God wants to do when He called Abraham is that He would be blessed.
好不好？
Isn't that wonderful?
大家都喜欢。
Everybody loves it.
中国人羡慕福，羡到一个地步，福要倒过来，福到了。
And the Chinese love blessing so much that the character is upside down, meaning that there's something that a blessing is being poured down.
比不上神所说的，论福我要吃大福。 福给你。
But it cannot compare to what God says, and He says, concerning blessings, I will bless you greatly.
而神造亚伯拉罕的第二个重要的目的。
And the second purpose when God called Abraham,
他说地上的万民要因你得福。
And then is that all nations will be blessed because of you.
换句话说
In other words,
神要叫亚伯拉罕成为万人的祝福。
And God wants Abraham to be the blessing of all nations.
不管把亚伯拉罕摆到哪里去啊。
It doesn't matter where Abraham goes.
他都要成为周围人的祝福。
He's going to be a blessing to those who are around him.
神要借着他祝福周围的人。
God's going to use him to bless everyone around him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你我今天得救蒙召有两件重要的事啊。
So brothers and sisters, you and I are called and we are saved. There are two things in our lives.
第一件事情，神要赐大福给我们。
Number one, God will bless us greatly.
没有人喜乐的呢。
Nobody is very excited about that news.
希伯来作者说，我们要用信心与所听见的道调和，真的啊。
And Hebrews says you got to mix your faith with the words you heard.
怎么样，搅一搅。
Mix it up a little bit right now.
神说要赐大福给我们。
God says He's going to bless you greatly.
而这个福是在圣灵里面都赐给我们的。
Blessing is given to you through the Holy Spirit.
都已经在我们里面了。
It's already inside.
啊，第二件事情。
Second thing.
神要叫我们成为别人的祝福。
God wants you to be a blessing to those around you.
对，你知道吗？
You know?
神要叫你成为所有跟你接触人的祝福。
Everybody who comes in contact with you will be blessed because of you.
下次先生太太吵架的时候。
So next time, couples, when you quarrel,
凭着信心说，神是要叫我成为你的祝福。
By faith, say God wants me to be a blessing to you.
那就不好意思吵了，对不对？
Then you won't be arguing anymore.
真的讲不出来哈。
You say that?
哎呀，我们来操练，转过来，每一个人对自己的旁边的人讲哈。
Everybody turn to the person next to you.
神要我成为你的祝福。
God wants me to be a blessing to you.
哎，有的人没讲，要讲。
Everybody has to do this.
弟兄姊妹，这是神召我们的很重要的目的啊。
These are very important purposes of why God called us.
论福赐大福，就像这个水龙头连到水管去了，那就连到水库去了。
Concerning blessing, I will bless you greatly, just like that faucet now has a channel that's connected to the reservoir.
啊，要我们成为别人的祝福，就是让我们跟任何人接触的时候，我们的水龙头可以打开来。
And for us to be a blessing to those around us, is that whoever comes, they can turn the faucet and be blessed.
能够成为别人的祝福哈。
To be the blessing of those around us.
所以我们今天要来讲脱离，怎么样子让我们能够脱离这个世界，成为属神的人。
So we want to talk about how is it that when we are called, how are we separated from the world, become people of God?
我们刚才在唱诗歌说这世界非我家。
And we sang the hymn, this world is not my home.
你知道我当时这是一个我接下去不是有一个祷告吗？我说这个世界不是不可爱哈。
And I had a prayer and I said it is not that this world is not cute.
哎，觉得世界不可爱的举手。
It's not beautiful. Anybody who thinks the world is not all that great, not that beautiful, raise your hand.
你看，哎呦。Martin 举手了。
Martin?
你最近受了什么打击啊？一般正常情况下大家都觉得世界很可爱，对不对？
Under normal circumstances, we all think this world is beautiful.
失恋啦，失业啦，这个事情不顺利的时候，有时候我们会说主啊，愿你快来。
When you're heartbroken, when you lose your job, when something bad happens, you say, oh Lord, come quickly.
希望主快来的只有两种人，一种是爱慕主显现的，一种是活得不耐烦的。
And there are only two types of people that want the Lord to return quickly. One is those who love the Lord, two is they're tired of living.
我希望 Martin 是上一种哈。
And I pray, Martin, you're the first one, you're the first group.
弟兄姊妹，世界其实很可爱的。
The world is actually very beautiful.
但是我们需要对我们所在的世界要有一个认识。
But we need to have an understanding concerning the world.
刚才诗歌说这个世界非我们的家，我们不过是客旅经过这个世界。
The song we sang earlier said, "This world is not my home. I'm just passing through."
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在我们心里面是不是真正的这样子觉得。
I wonder if in our hearts we truly, really realize that.
你有没有觉得你真的在这个世界不过是客旅此生而已？
Do you really feel that you're just passing through your pilgrim going through this?
如果你真的是当客人的话
，If you're really just a guest.
例如说你出去度假
Let's say you go out on vacation.
你要找个旅馆找个住的地方
And you found a hotel or a place to stay.
啊，这个 Jennifer 很厉害的。你第一个考虑是什么
Jennifer, you're very good. What is the very first thing you consider?
怎么还有杨俊告诉你啊，都是杨俊帮你找的。啊，那 Jessica 在哪里
Jessica is Jennifer's sister. She's the one who finds the hotel.
我们平常去一个地方度假或是客旅经过 我们要找个地方住，我们一定会在乎稍微了解一下要住什么地方嘛，对不对？
When we go vacation, when we look for a place to stay, we kind of want to know where we're going to stay, right?
我记得大概十多年前，我跟念慈姊妹到中国去的时候，那是大概是我们第二次进中国。
And about a decade ago, Sister Nancy and myself, we entered to China for the first, about the second time in China.
有一次我们回到发现我们身上的这个带的钱掉了。
And we discovered that the money that we brought was gone.
也蛮心疼的，因为掉了不少。
All kind of bad because it was quite a bit of amount.
后来那个公安也来了，公安的这个局长也来了。
And the police came and the chief came.
然后他们后来知道我们是从海外来的。
And they knew that we were people visiting from overseas.
他给我们一个很诚恳的建议。
And they gave us a very honest advice.
他说你们从海外来的最好不要住这一类的旅馆。
And if those of you who are coming and visiting from overseas, don't live in this type of hotel.
最好至少住个三星级以上的旅馆，比较安全。
You need to stay at least a 3-star hotel or above for safety.
因为我们服侍弟兄姊妹，所以我们也就住了，跟着他们住在一些那个很简陋的地方。
So because we were serving brothers and sisters, we stay where they could afford, which is fairly inexpensive.
所以我们的钱就掉了。
Because of that, we lost our money.
所以我们现在进去的话，会稍微在乎一下所要去的地方治安怎么样。
So now, when we enter into a particular country for service, we do worry about the condition of the place, the safety.
我想我们出去度假也会这样子。
So I trust that when we go on vacation, we do the same.
我们会了解这个地方市区安不安全。
And we want to know if the neighborhood is really safe.
如果是自己住的话，除了市区安不安全，我们还在乎学区好不好，对不对？
And if we are living there, we're settling down, we care about whether it has a good school district.
我们都会去在乎我们现在所面对所要处的环境是怎样的环境。
And we will care about our environment and the things that we're going to face every day.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣经上一再的讲到我们是客旅。度我们在世寄居的日子在这里。
But brothers and sisters, the scripture continually say that you are pilgrims, you are just staying for a short while.
所以我们需要对这个世界要有一点这个世界的本质要有一点基本的认识。
And we need to have a basic understanding of the characteristics of this world.
那知己知彼，百战百胜嘛。没有关系啊，我们知道自己，也知道这个环境，那么让我们在这个环境中，我们比较能够得心应手，可以得胜。
If we know ourselves and we know our environment, then we can overcome most battles.
我今天的重点不在世界，可是我还是要稍微简单提一下，我就提四个点就好。
My focus is not on the world, but I want to mention these four points.
第一个
，the very first one.
约翰一书第五章告诉我们
，First John chapter 5 says.
他说全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
The entire world is under the hands of the evil one.
本来万有都是神的。
In the beginning, all things were God's.
所有所造的神看的都是好的。
All things that God has made and created was good in His sight.
但是就是这个地球。
But here, this earth.
从我们亚当夏娃堕落，把主权交给撒旦以后。
Since the fall of Adam, He has surrendered His authority to Satan.
这个世界就暂时被这个恶者，就是撒旦魔鬼所控制。
And so this world temporarily is under the control of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为说，在这个世界上是平安喜乐一生的。
And do not think that in this life, in this world, everything will just go smoothly.
圣经上早就说了，全世界都握在这恶者的手下。
The scripture says the world is in the hands of the evil one.
而圣经上说，盗贼来就是要偷窃。杀害和毁坏。
The scripture says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
所以你可以看见这个世界上有各式各样不公平的事情、犯罪的事情、天灾人祸，什么东西都有。
You see all forms of injustice, pestilence, disasters, all sorts of evil.
因为仇敌可以在这里偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Because the enemy can come to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
这是第一件事情我们要稍微认识的哈。
The first thing you ought to know.
第二件事情
the second thing,
圣经上说这个世界是跟神作对的与神为敌的
and the scripture says that this world is an enemy of God
他不光可以兴风作浪伤害任何的一个人
it's not just that they can do whatever it wishes to harm bring harm to anyone
特别是属神的人
but particularly those who belong to God
因为他跟神作对
because he's an enemy with God.
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章十九节也讲到，世界逼迫你们，因为世界逼迫我。
John 15, chapter 19 says, the world persecute you because it persecuted me.
世界不能接受耶稣。
The world cannot accept Jesus.
所以也不能够接受属耶稣的人。
Therefore, they cannot accept those who belong to Jesus.
哇，你们一说，那这样我干嘛要信耶稣呢？
Well, then why do I want to accept Jesus?
信耶稣多惨呢？
And how pitiful is for me to
receive Jesus? 信耶稣就得罪撒旦呢？
Because when you believe Jesus, you offend Satan.
那我告诉你啊。
I will tell you.
是的，是信耶稣在地上会有逼迫。
And I will tell you that when you believe in Jesus, there will be persecution in the world.
那不信基督，不信耶稣。
And if you do not believe in Jesus,
那根本早就是在撒旦手中的瓮中鳖人，知道吗？
You are already a slave in the hands of Satan.
他比我进步一点哈。那个有一次，
one particular time,
这个。这个是谁跟那个猎狗讲，他说你为什么去追那只受伤的兔子，不去追那个主人刚刚打死的那只兔子呢？
And someone asked this hunting dog, why are you chasing this injured rabbit? Why aren't you going after this rabbit that your master has already killed?
他说死的已经不用追，是我们的了。
He said, the dead one, I don't need to go run after anymore, it's already mine.
那我们要追的当然是要追这些还活着的。
And if I'm going to chase, I'm going to chase those who are injured or are still living.
我跟你说，当我们不肯归向神的时候，
I tell you, when you are refusing to come and turn to God,
圣经上已经说到我们整个人是服在恶者的手下。
And the scripture says that you, the entire person, is under his control, the control of the evil one.
而且那个悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵在这里控制我。
And the spirit of disobedience and the sons of disobedience is working over us.
所以我们千万不要以为信耶稣倒霉哈。
And do not think that, oh, if I believe in Jesus, bad things are going to happen.
只是我们暂时得罪了一下是世界上的王，就是。
But temporarily we have offended the king of this world.
但是我们的神是万王之王。
But our God, he is the king of kings.
他如果不许可的话，仇敌不能够碰我们一根汗毛。
If he does not allow it, Satan cannot touch us.
所以我们仍然是在神的恩典和保护的里面经过这个世界。
So we're still under the care and the protection of our Lord as we go through the world.
那第三件事情。
And the third thing.
约翰一书第二章十五节说，不要爱世界。
First John chapter 2 says, do not love the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is no longer in him.
那这两件事情，爱世界跟爱神。
And these two things, loving the world, loving God.
这个中文叫做互斥世界， mutual exclusive.
Mutually exclusive.
这个是不能够并存的。
And they cannot coexist.
你们年轻人给我举个例子，什么叫做不能并存？
All the young people give me an example of some two things that cannot coexist.
你会说两个 girlfriend， 现代人已经都是多情的，对不对？他说什么
？Water and oil.
这个有人说这个水跟火是不能并存，是吧？我跟你讲，我小的时候在台湾台南关子岭有个叫做水火同源。它是那个温泉的地方，那个火就烧在水上的。
Oh, I went to a place where there was actually in Taiwan that is kind of a sauna place where you can actually see flame coming out of the water.
我就在想，你们会不会有人讲水跟火？你看。
I thought.
But a good try. 还有没有？什么是互斥的？
Anything else?
你不要告诉我香跟臭是互斥的哈。臭豆腐就是又香又臭。
Don't say I think that smell good, I think that smell bad. Stinky tofu is wonderful. And it smells bad at the same time.
英英讲什么？光跟暗不错哈，光来了暗就出去了哈。
Light and darkness, those two things cannot coexist.
很多例子嘛，你不能够又向北开又向南开，对不对？
A lot of examples, you can't drive north and drive south at the same time.
你不能又在 San Francisco 又在台北或北京嘛。
And you cannot be in San Francisco or in Beijing at the same time.
你又不是什么送霹雳什么分身那些乱讲的哈。
And you can't, you know, divide your being and be at different places at the same time.
它是一个绝对的互斥。
And they are mutually exclusive.
那弟兄姊妹，这件事情不能轻看。
And do not look lightly upon this.
多少人起先都很爱主。
A lot of people in their beginnings, they really love the Lord.
后来慢慢慢慢慢慢在这条路上出去了。
And gradually, as they're walking along this way, they're distracted.
因为世界一点一点一点地进到他里面来。
Because the world gradually enters into their
lives. 后来最后才发现，原来我里面爱主的心，起初的爱心逐渐冷淡。
And then all of a sudden, they discover that this first love has diminished.
都是起源于因为我对世界在神以外的人事物又有所贪爱。
And the source of it all always begins with the fact that we have another love.
第四个。
Fourthly,
这世界上和其上的事、其上的情欲有一天都要过去，讲到它的短暂。
And this world and all the things of this world will pass away one day.
唯有遵行神旨意的永远长存。
It talks about the temple and the templeness of this world. Only those who do the will of God will endure forever.
世界为什么吸引人？
Why does the world draw?
它的确可以带给人很多短暂的快乐、成就感。
It will bring you temporal blessings and a sense of accomplishment.
但是所有的这些东西，不管在主观上它给你的满足感是暂时的。
Whatever the thing might be, subjectively, it gives you a sense of satisfaction.
而它实际上它也是暂时的，因为有一天烈火要消化所有的东西。
But in reality, it's very, very temporal, because one day it will be consumed by fire.
所以尼弟兄劝我们不要存钱到要倒闭的银行。
Brother Ni advises us to not put money in a bank that's going to go bankrupt.
最近美国很多银行被这个什么FDIC 要收购了。
And the many financial institutions are having problems these days.
每一次有这种金融恐慌的时候，大家都要去赶快把钱拿出来。
And every time there's a news that there's problem with these financial companies, everybody go and pull the money.
那排着长龙要去把钱提出来。
And everybody would line up and get their money out.
你会不会挤在那个队伍的里面，为了要存钱进去？
And would you rush into that line and say, "I got money, I want to put in"?
没有了。
Nobody.
绝对不会的。
Nobody would do that.
我们需要属天的眼光看今天的世界。
We need to have a spiritual eyesight to see the world.
第一个，他在世界的辖制，在世界的王辖制底下。
And is under the ruler of this world.
他在这里要伤害，要偷窃、伤害和毁坏。
And it was come to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
我们需要活在神的保护中。
We need to be living under the protection of the Lord.
第二个，世界是跟神、跟属神的人为敌的。
And secondly, this world is an enemy with God.
所以你在世界受到一点逼迫、为难，不要以为稀奇，这是正常。
So if you're persecuted in this world, do not marvel. This is something that should be normal.
表示你还是那只活的兔子啊。
Because you are that rabbit that's still alive.
第三个。
And thirdly.
弟兄姊妹，这个，我第三个讲什么？人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you anymore.
不要小看这件事。
Do not look lightly on this.
很多爱主的心就是这样子掉的。
A lot of people lose their first love because.
第四个。
Fourthly.
这一切都是暂时的。
And all these things are temporal.
所以我们今天要来看哈。
So we want to come and see these things.
当世界在我们身上，我们跟世界的关系是属灵的，是正确的时候。
And when our relationship with the world is right and is correct.
我们的生活是怎样？
What is the manner of our lifestyle?
当我们在世界的辖制里面的时候，
when we are under bondage of this world,
我们跟世界的关系和态度是不对的时候，
and when our relationship and our attitude towards the world is not correct anymore,
我们的情形又是怎样？
then what is the condition of our life?
我们很快的看一段圣经，好不好？
Let's look at a portion of scripture.
我今天说要用出埃及记，我们今天只看一下第一章这里。
Exodus chapter 1.
他会一直报告叫大家带圣经来，我希望你们都有带啊。
We made many announcements for everybody to bring the Bible.
我们从第八节
，verse 8, Exodus chapter 1, verse 8,
读到第十六节。
So verse 16.
有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及，对他的百姓说：“看哪、这以色列民比我们还多，比我们强盛。来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们。”恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇到什么征战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。于是埃及人派督工辖制他们，加重担苦害他们。他们为法老建造两座饥祸城，就是比东和南塞，只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延。埃及人就因以色列人仇反，埃及人严严地使以色列人做工，使他们因做工觉得命苦。无论是荷泥，是做砖，是做田间各样的工，在一切的工上都严严地待他们。有希伯来的两个收生婆，一名斯佛拉，一名普阿。埃及王对他们说：你们为希伯来妇人收生，看他们临盆的时候若是男孩，就把他们杀了， 若是女孩，就留她们存活。好，我们圣经先读这里啊。
This is the scripture that we're going to read now.
弟兄姊妹，这是让我们看见出埃及记一开始的一幅图画。
And this is a picture that is painted at the very beginning of Exodus.
那世界的王借着督工在这里辖制神的百姓。
The king of this world, Pharaoh, was reigning over the people of God.
他们在那里很辛苦的工作。
They were laboring very diligently.
后面有很多企业，他们就跟神哀哭，跟神哀求。
And the scripture to follow, you see that they're crying out to God.
我们很快的简单看一下啊。
Again, quickly let's look at it.
在他们跟神的关系不正常的时候。
And when their relationship is not right with God.
当他们活在世界中的时候。
When they're still living in the world.
在他们身上的四种情形。
And the four conditions that exist.
第一件事情。
And the very first one.
有督工严厉的辖制他们。
There are taskmasters who are ruling, inflicting afflictions over them.
非常厉害的在这里辖制他们。
And afflicting them very severely.
弟兄姊妹，你的督工跟我的督工不一样。
Your taskmaster and my taskmaster.
什么叫做督工呢？
What is a taskmaster?
就是他在这里辖制你。
And is that he is controlling you?
他在这里管制你。
And he is restricting you.
让你什么都要听他的。
Whatever you do, you have to listen to it.
你不能够有自己的决定，有自己的时间，有自己的计划。
You cannot have a plan, a will, a choice of your own.
你说，哎呀，你怎么说讲的跟我太太一模一样啊？
How come the person you're talking about sounds a lot like my wife?
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们不愿意这样子讲，但是的确有些人的督工真的是他的另外一半。
We don't want to say this, but in reality, sometimes our spouse is the taskmaster.
有很多人督工是他的工作。
And for some people, it is their work.
我以前跟你们讲过这个日本。那个时候经济还很强的时候、啊、
And during the time when the Japanese were economically strong,
他们老板管员工管得很严，你上厕所都不能超过三分钟。
And the boss over the employees were very strict. They cannot go to the bathroom more than 3 minutes.
三分钟以后厕所纸拉不出来的。
And after 3 minutes, the tissue will not come out anymore.
后来人就发明那种小纸张自己带着。
So then people invented tissues and they would carry themselves.
所以老板马上翻新啊，三分钟门自动打开来。
And then the boss made a device on the doors, on the stalls that after 3 minutes will open on its own.
弟兄姊妹，这是报纸上讲的，也不是开玩笑的啊。
This is real. I read on the newspaper.
那我自己在硅谷上班的时候，我隔壁部门的 section manager。他也是管得很严的。
When I was working in Silicon Valley, the lead that's in the department next to me, he was also very strict.
那时候我们公司规定七点半要上班的。
And at the time, there was a rule, everybody needs to arrive at 7:30.
所以他每天早上开始到每一个人的办公室去摸你的咖啡杯或茶杯热还是冷。
So every morning, he would go to every cubicle and see if the cup is warm or cold.
看你有没有来。
And see if you showed up.
我们中国人在家靠父母，在外靠朋友，对不对？
And friends, you know, when we're at home, we rely on parents. When we're out, we trust friends.
威廉，明天是我 wife's birthday, 你帮我倒杯咖啡啊。
It says, William, it's my wife's birthday tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, when you get to work, pour me a cup of coffee.
那他才不会上当。
Of course, he's not going to be tricked.
如果他八点半才看到你，
and if your boss sees you at 8:30,
虽然你的茶杯七点半就热了，
and though your cup is warm at 7:30,
那他不会被你骗的。
He's not going to be deceived.
这是他亲自说的。
And that's what he said personally.
他就马上跑到停车场去摸这个人的车子引擎盖子。
And then what the boss would do, he would run into the parking lot and feel the hood of his car.
看是冷的还是热的。
To see if it's warm or it's cold.
弟兄姊妹要督工啊。
These are taskmasters.
真的督工啊。
They are taskmasters.
这个世界的督工太多了。
There's too many in this world.
你不要看你的孩子小小那么可爱。
And don't look at your children and say, oh, they're so cute.
一面他像天使，一面他也像。
On the one hand, they're like angels, but on the other hand,
属灵一点像督工。
Spiritually speaking, they're taskmasters.
对对不对？半夜一哭，你起来给我倒奶。
And in the middle of the night, they start crying, and I need milk, and you gotta get up and pour milk.
对不对？你起不起来
？Are you gonna get up？
好不容易才把他摆平了。
I just put him to bed.
才躺上去，他又哭了。
He just got in the crib. Now he's crying again.
鞭子下来了啊。
He's whipping you.
起来了。
Pop,
弟兄姊妹，有一个人说他有六个小孩，就六个督工。
And one person said he has six kids and has six taskmasters.
我昨天看报纸。
And yesterday I was reading the newspaper.
说在西安一个动物园。
In Xi'an there was a zoo.
那个三个月的小狮子。
A three-month-old lion.
那个被弄来跟客人照相。
a cup was brought with the guest so that they would take pictures with it.
他累得想睡觉，人家不让他睡觉，打他。
And the cup was so tired, wants to go to sleep. People won't let him sleep, just keep waking him up.
要把他打醒，一直打醒，因为很多游客要跟他照相，太可爱了，三个月。
They keep smacking him because he's so cute. Everybody wants to take pictures with it.
打得他牙齿都掉了。
To the point where his teeth fell out.
弟兄姊妹，督工啊。
These are taskmasters.
连动物、受造之物都在虚空的辖制下。
Even these created things are under its burden.
叹息劳苦。
And we sigh and we labor.
哎呀，你看三岁的小狮子，多想抱，结果被天天打打打起来笑。
A three-month cub is just three-month cub.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹，督工。
These are taskmasters.
钱是督工。
Money.
我们的习惯是督工。
Our habit could be.
我们的瘾、酒瘾、毒瘾，什么瘾也是督工。
Our addictions, to alcohol, to drugs, whatever.
人里面无止境的欲望是督工。
And the lust within us.
不满足啊。
Longing, dissatisfaction in us.
逼着我们起来再多干一点，再多得一点，再多玩一点，再多赌一点。
Get up, work a little harder, earn a little more, gamble a little more.
弟兄姊妹，这叫督工。
These are all taskmasters.
我们每一个人有自己的督工，你千万不要以为这只是历史故事。
Every single one of us have one. Don't think that these are just historical stories.
我每一次读的时候，我就很深的感受。
Every time I read it, I have a deep longing or a deep feeling.
你的督工可能不止一个，我告诉你。
You may have more than just one taskmaster.
到处都是督工。
It may be everywhere in your life.
什么事情都有督工。
And every single event in your life.
每一天都有督工。
Every single day.
要小心。
Be careful.
神的儿女是属天君王的儿女。
The children of God are the children of the heavenly king.
不是当奴隶的。
You are not to be slaves.
我们在地上不是当奴隶的。
You are in this world not to be slaves.
活出我们的尊贵来。
To live out your royalty.
所以以赛亚书说起来回到位置上去。
Isaiah says, rise up and get to your proper place.
耶路撒冷啊，起来回到你的位置上去。
Jerusalem, rise up and get back to your proper place.
不要在地上任人践踏。
And do not be trampled by people on the ground.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是做奴隶的。
Because we're no longer slaves.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
他们为法老筑积货城。
And they went and built storehouses for Pharaoh.
积货城就说到你所有的奴隶的结果都不归你自己。
And what is spoken of here is that all of your labor does not belong to you.
都归给了世界的王。
It's all given to the king of this world.
都不属于你自己。
It does not belong to you.
因为你不可能带到主人面前去。
Because you cannot take anything before God.
但是世界的王就是叫我们做工做工做工，然后为他积货积货积货。
And the king of this world says, labor, 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 and store up wealth for me.
然后通通都不属于我们自己。
And none of the things that we gain belongs to us.
有一次有一个大学教授跟他的学生讲。
A college professor once told his students.
他说，哎呀，人生有两件悲剧。
And there are two tragedies in life.
那他的学生问他是什么？
And students ask him, well, what are they?
他说第一个，你辛辛苦苦赚的这么多钱。
And all the money that you labor so hard for.
花不完就要死了。
And you can't use it all, you're dead.
多可惜啊。
How tragic is that?
那人家问他第二个呢？
And they say, what's the second one?
第二个呢？
And the second one.
他说这个你已经没有钱了，结果还没死。
And when you have absolutely no money and you're still alive.
这两个都很惨哈。
But these are all very tragic, right?
都很符合我刚才讲的这个。
And all correlates to what I just talked about.
当你活着却已经没钱了，你只好去当奴隶了，对不对？
And when you are still alive and you have no money, the only thing to do is be a slave.
所以你看亚历山大大帝在西元前332年得了他帝国以后。
Alexander the Great, after he conquered the world.
他就走了。
And he died.
这个故事我们都知道，他在他的棺材旁边叫人家挖两个洞，把手伸出来。
And before he died, he asked those who were going to bury him, say, "Put two holes in my coffin and stick my hand out."
空空的来，空空的走。
Empty have I come, and empty I leave.
其实约伯早就讲。
And Job has said this long ago.
我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回，对不对
？Naked out of my mother's womb and naked, I will return.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The Lord gives and the Lord takes it away. The Lord's name is to be the praise.
所以当我在地上经过的时候
so as I walk through this world,
主所给我的我都带着感恩的心接受
whatever God gives me, I receive it with thanksgiving
主要拿去的我也感谢的交给主因为我不过是个管家
if the Lord wants to take it from me, I give it to the Lord because I'm just a watchman, a keeper
因为我赤身来到此世我也必赤身归回
naked have I come into the world, naked I will leave
弟兄姊妹我们里面要有这种超脱的感觉
and you need to have the sense of separation in your heart
这是属天客旅的生命
and this is the life of those who are heavenly
很多人 被一些钱就把他绑住了。
A lot of people, they are under bondage by money.
被一个工作就绑住了。
And they are in bondage because of their work.
被别人的掌声就绑住了。
And they're in bondage because people's praises.
其实有一天就发现这日光之下一切都是虚空的虚空。
Then you discover one day everything under the sun is vanity.
连我们买的保险你自己都用不到，都是给人家的。
And you buy life insurance, whatever insurance, you can't use it, it's for someone else.
那你不死别人拿不到嘛。
If you don't die, no one will get the money from the life insurance.
所以弟兄姊妹要虚空啊。
It is vanity.
赚了那么多钱给孩子，有的孩子还不孝顺，还骂你一些不能听的话。
And you labor so hard, and you give all your wealth to your kids, and they don't really honor you, and they even murmur and complain about you.
你们年轻人不要气我哈，变成你爸爸妈妈改他们遗嘱了。弟兄姊妹，我们地上的。地上的东西虚空啊。
The things in this world, they are vain.
第三个。
Thirdly.
他们整天所接触的都是俗土的事情。
And everything that they touch every single day, they are earthly, they are dust.
他们生活工作的特点。
And the characteristic of their lives and the things that they work.
他说14节褐泥做砖。
Verse 14, it says in mortar.
摸的都是泥巴的东西。
And they're all mud.
做田间各样的工作
and bricks and all manners of service in the field.
弟兄姊妹，这个也都是属土的东西。
These are all things earthly.
整天从早到晚摸的东西都是属土的。
And every single day, from the time they wake up to the time they return, they're touching the earth.
他们也觉得命苦。
And they feel that they are, their lives with rigor.
弟兄姊妹啊，你试着哈。
Brothers, just to try this.
挑你 typical 很典型的一天出来看一看。
Pick a typical day in your life right now.
从你早晨起床到你晚上。
From the time that you wake up to the night that you go return to bed.
不要挑今天哈，因为今天刚才有很多人很属灵。
Don't pick today. Many of you are very spiritual tonight.
挑你平常很典型的一天。
Pick a typical average day.
从早晨起床。
From the time you woke up.
到你晚上头在枕头上昏过去了。
To the time that you fall asleep on your pillow again.
有多少时间是在属天的境界？
How much of your time you're actually feeling I'm in the heavenly realm?
多少的时候你所追求所摸的是属天的事？
How much of your time is spent on pursuing and touching spiritual things?
自己想一想，大家不要在那发呆，你稍微想一下，真的挑一天。
Everybody think about it. Okay, pick a day. Everybody think about it.
你就发现真的从早到晚摸的都是属地。
You begin to discover and realize.Every single day, every moment, I'm touching earthly things.
然后日子就在不知不觉中一天一天一天过去了。
And your days unknowingly slipping away.
然后转眼之间我们又来到 Alliance Church, 是这个 Rail Camp, 一年呢。
And the twinkling of an eye, we are here on this campsite again a year later.
我刚才来到这边我就想起来去年讲到一半冷气停了，你看这不过是已经一年了。
And I remember specifically last year as we were speaking the air conditioning went bad and this one particular event a year has gone by.
转眼之间一年过去了。
Again, time went by so quickly.
去年寿弟兄跟 Tracy 是坐在第二排。
And I remember Tracy and Brother So, they were sitting in the second row.
一年过去了，他们又来了，只是坐到后面两排了。
A year later, they're two rows behind.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你们时间过这么快。
You discover this year went by so quickly.
所以我们再不追求属天的，我们的生命就在原地打转。
So if we don't pursue the heavenly things, we're just going in circles the same spot.
第四件事情。
Fourthly.
生男孩他就要杀。
And if a male child was born, the king wanted dead.
我希望在座的姊妹们原谅我哈。
And I ask the sisters who are here, please forgive me.
圣经上讲到男女的时候，不是不公平哈，但是有它的代表性。
And when the scripture talks about males or female, there's not that it's unfair. There's a typology behind it.
用男孩子预表得胜的生命。
And boys or sons represent a life of victory.
所以我们中间有很多姊妹的男孩子。
And we have many sisters who are,
boys, 姊妹是男孩子。
Sisters who are actually, sons.
也有很多弟兄是姊妹。
And there are many brothers who are, girls.
他在这里杀男孩子。
And they're here killing sons.
你看彼得也说嘛，要爱我们的妻子，因为她比我们软弱。
And Peter says,
一同承受生命之恩。
Love your wife because it's the weaker vessel, but to inherit the blessings of this life.
弟兄姊妹，
What the enemy wants to do right now, he slaughters all the male child.
会怎么样, Stephen?
What happened, Stephen?
You
can drive now, you should know this answer.
Answer me. 男孩子都杀了会怎么样?
If all the boys are dead, what happens?
什么?
Only women are left.
One plus two equals two plus one.
I
still didn't get the answer. 所以剩下的女孩子都要嫁给埃及人了。So
all the remaining girls, eventually they will be married to the Egyptians.
所以被同化,
you will be cultured.
然后接下来就断代。
And then you will lose the next generation.
所以神家这个神选民的这条线就被切断。
And the chosen people will come to its end.
而你知道这条线是从 亚当一直拉到耶稣基督，拉到新造的主类。
And the line extended from Adam until the time of until Christ, and Christ to this new creation, and today you and me.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的诡计啊！
This is the scheme of the devil.
哪边有属灵的生命产生？
Wherever spiritual life is growing,
就有仇敌的破坏。
The enemy wants to destroy it.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得这是世界的原则。
So dear brothers, you need to understand this is the principle of this world.
然后你看看我们现代。
And look at this time, this generation.
那真的是一代比一代，我们的试探，我们的危险都要更厉害。
And the temptation and the that we face from generation to generation gets worse and worse.
我这个那天看到一个小故事，讲到说这个老师出一个题目是作文，叫做母亲。
And I saw an article just now a few days ago. The teacher gave an assignment for everyone to write about. It says mother.
就是我们这一代的哈,
and for the older generation,
差不多大同小异都会说母亲很伟大。
And we all would say mothers are great.
我将来长大一定要好好孝顺她。
And when I grow older, I'm going to take care of my mom.
你知道下一代会写什么吗？
Do you know what the next generation what they write about?
也是一样写母亲很辛苦很伟大。They
say moms they are great and they work real hard.
所以我将来一定要教导我的儿女好好孝顺我。So
I'm going to teach my kids that they're going to respect me.
你听不懂啊？
You don't understand it?
我们这一代都说要去好好孝顺妈妈，他们的那一代是说要教好他们的下一代好好孝顺他。The
older generation says I'm going to go and honor my mom. The next generation says I'm going to teach my kids to honor me.
到了第三代,
and when the third generation comes,
没有人知道妈妈很辛苦的,
nobody knows that moms work very hard.
Take everything for granted.
They start taking everything for granted.
其实这个世代真的越来越是这样子。
And again, the generation, the time of the ages is like this.
而且仇敌在这里攻击, 你看我们这个从网络发明以后,
and the enemy starts to attack ever since the invention of the internet.
整个人类的那个道德、生活、健康、人际关系，那更不要说属灵的事了。
The sense of morality, even physical health, all of a sudden has declined because of this invention.
这是非常可怕的事情。
And it's actually very scary.
我们古代的人有米、柴盐、酱醋茶出开门七件事情。
And the older generation, when they have the basic necessities in life, they'd be okay.
你说现在年轻的一代，甚至包括我们这一代，开门七件事情。
And for the younger generation, even our generation, when we
天天 生活在这几件事情里。
And when we go through our days, we live in these seven elements.
电脑,
the computer,
电动玩具,
video games,
电话,
telephone,
电影,
movies,
电视,
TV,
电来电去好像五个电了哈。 然后再来呢, 朋友,
friends,
music,
and then music.
差不多这是七件事情，是年轻人的世界。
And these seven things is the boundaries and encompasses all of us.
而这些东西把人 isolate 起来。
And these things somehow has isolated us.
把我们跟父母之间。
That distance us with our parents.
把我们跟别人之间。
Distance us with other people.
这已经维持了一个很表面的来往和关系了。
And all relationships that we have are very, very superficial.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌一代一代的在破坏。
The enemy is destroying generation after generation.
同化。
And he's culturing one generation after another.
现在没有一个同化的武器比得上电脑跟音乐对我们下一代的同化更可怕。
And there is no tool that the enemy is using right now is more dangerous than computer and music.
这个东西要在这里切断我们属灵的生命。
And these two things, he's going to try and sever our spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，这不是小事情。
These are not small matters.
所以你看见当时神百姓在埃及的情形。
So in those days, the people of God in the land of Egypt.
根本就是今天生活的写照。
It is a reflection of our lives today.
每一个人都有督工。
Everybody has a taskmaster.
每一个人都活在世界里面，觉得苦，觉得忙，觉得有压力，觉得有捆绑。
And everybody lives in this world, and they feel oppressed, they feel heavy, and they feel bound.
不管你自己承认不承认，知道不知道。
Whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you're aware of it or not.
我们所追求的都是短暂的。
And the things that you're pursuing, they're all very temporal.
而我们所摸的都是属土的。
And everything that we handle, they're of this earth.
虚空的。
And they are vanity.
而所有属灵的东西要出来的时候，你发现都受到迫害。
And every spiritual pursuit that comes out is being attacked.
有人稍微爱主一点，就是大家就 tease 他 holy boy.
And you see some young person who loves the Lord a little bit, you say, oh, holy boy.
人家就稍微属灵一点哦，哇，你头上有光环。
Somebody who really wants to pursue, oh, there's a halo over your head.
弟兄姊妹啊，爱主的人常常在这个地上被人嘲笑，被人拒绝，被人轻视。
You find that those who have the desire to love the Lord, they are often mocked.
弟兄们，我们求神帮助我们，让我们从出埃及记一开始就看见这件事情。
We ask the Lord to help us through Exodus, we begin to see this.
所以神告诉我们，圣经告诉我们，到底我们跟这个世界正确的态度到底是什么？
The Scripture tells us what is the right relationship we need to have with the world.
主耶稣为我们的祷告，约翰福音17:15-16，我们一起来读哈，在我的讲义上面。
The Lord's prayer for us is in your outline, in your handbook.
他说我不求你叫他们离开世界。
And I do not ask you that you would take them out of the world.
只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
But I ask you to keep them from the evil one.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
And they do not belong to this world just like I do not belong.
所以我们跟这世界的关系。
So our relationship with this world.
除了我们对世界的本质要有一个 和结局有一个正确的认识以外。
Aside from have a right understanding of the nature and the end of this world.
所以第二件事情我们在世界却不属于这个世界。
Secondly, we are here in this world, but we are not of the world.
接着第三件事情我们能够靠着那在我们里面的我们可以胜过这个世界。
And thirdly, by him who is in us, we can overcome the world.
我们再来一遍好不好
Let's review this one more time.
刚刚打瞌睡的先念。第一是什么
？The first one.
都没有人打瞌睡啊。那刚刚没有打瞌睡的人念来。
Everybody who weren't yawning.
也没有人念。你们现在是第一件事情是什么？我们需要对世界的本质和结局有一个正确的认识。
We need to have the right understanding and attitude towards the world.
我刚刚讲了那么久，就是讲这一点，你们怎么都不记得呢
？I spoke for so long. This is the one point.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
在世界却不属于这个世界。
I am here in the world, but I am not of the world.
神没有叫我们到山里面去。
God did not tell us to go to the mountain.
神没有叫我们远离这个世界。
God did not tell you to separate yourself.
神让我们在这个世界经过。
God says go through this world.
但是我们的心，我们的脚步不属于这个世界。
But your heart and your feet, they are not from this world.
然后第三件事情。
And thirdly,
我们靠着主，靠着那在我们里面的。让我们胜了这个世界。
And by the Lord who is in us, that we can overcome the world.
弟兄姊妹，神为了帮助我们可以胜过这个世界。
And God can help us overcome this world.
凭着我们自己胜不过的。
By ourselves, we can't do it.
弟兄姊妹，我相信不用我多讲，你们也承认，对不对
？And I think everybody would acknowledge and agree with me.
我们都承认胜不过这个世界。
And we know that by ourselves, our own strength, we can't overcome.
世界用不同的方式、不同的角度来捆绑、来诱惑我。
And the world will use different means and from different angles to come and enslave me.
那么神怎么帮助我们
？How does God help us？
这是在出埃及记前面的这将近十章的神所做的事啊。
And then you begin to see in the very first 10 chapters of Exodus what God is doing。
神借着降石灾。
And God through the plague。
降石灾干嘛呢
？What is the reason for the plague？
那在这个能够讲下去以前，我需要跟弟兄姊妹补充一个圣经的知识啊。
And before I continue, I want to add this particular scriptural knowledge.
这很多圣经学者告诉我们，神所降的当初降的这几个灾。
And scholars have told us that these plagues, or these 10 plagues that God has sent.
啊，这些青蛙灾啊，这个冰雹啦，黑暗呐，这个 freeze 啊，这些灾呢，里面每一样东西其实都是埃及所拜的一种神。
啊，the frogs, the hail, the fleas, and the darkness, the deep darkness, these are all gods that the Egyptians worship.
所以换一句话说，神把这些他们当初所投靠的、所依靠的、啊、所仰望的这个所谓的 idol 神 God 啊，成为他们的刑罚，成为他们的搅扰。
And God used the ones these gods that they have worshipped become a punishment or a hindrance to them.
原来他们所依靠的啊，所向往的这位神，居然倒过来。成为他们受苦受搅扰的原因。
And these gods that the Egyptians leaned on and worshipped has now become the source of their affliction.
所以神界的降世灾击打偶像在人心中捆绑的力量。
So God through these plagues has struck the gods that is oppressing the people.
像青蛙是他们的生育之神。
And frogs are the gods of fertility for the Egyptians.
你生不出孩子或者想生一窝的孩子你就去拜青蛙。
And if you cannot have children or if you want to have a lot of children,Go worship the frog.
后来神可以让所有的青蛙进到埃及里面去，他们什么地方都是青蛙，睡觉也是青蛙，刷牙也是青蛙，洗澡澡缸都是青蛙。
So God allowed the frogs to enter into the land of Egypt. No matter where they go in their beds, wherever they walk, frogs were there.
他巴不得这些青蛙赶快离开他。
And they are at the point they're saying, "Get away from our lives."
弟兄姊妹，神借着击打偶像，在我们心中的力量。
And God.Through striking the idols that are in our hearts and his power.
一次一次的击打。
Time and time again, he struck them.
每一次的击打，神就说 ,Let my people go.
And every time God strikes these gods, God says, Let my people go.
To serve me.
Go and serve me.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Let my people go that they may serve me.
这是我所造的人。
And these are my creation.
这是我所拣选的百姓。
And these are the people that I've chosen.
这是我的儿女。
And these are my children.
你凭什么困住他?
What right do you have to hold them hostage?
你凭什么辖制他?
What right do you have to oppress them?
你凭什么在这里伤害他?
And what right do you have to harm them?
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
我怎么神一次一次地降灾下来?
God again and again struck Egypt.
击打法老，击打埃及。
To strike Pharaoh, to strike Egypt.
击打他们所有的偶像。
And all the gods.
让他们到最后一次一次地松手。
Time and time again, they begin to let go.
到最后，神的百姓终于可以出埃及。
And finally, the people of God.
就是每天的属灵的原则也是这样。
Spiritual principle is the same.
世界用各式各样的方法在我们里面捆绑我们。
The world used all means to come and hold us hostage.
偶像用不同的角度、不同的方式出现在我们的心中。
These idols come from different angles and different aspects into our lives.
用不同的方式坐在我们里面的宝座上。
And use different means to come and sneak under the throne of your heart.
降灾击打
and then God will send a plague and strike it.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生命里面，我们是有这样子的经历。
In our lives, we have such an experience.
啊，你如果觉得你没有贪爱钱财，你不过只是羡慕一个美好的爱情，爱情至上啊。
And if you say I didn't love money or I didn't really pursue a wonderful romantic relationship,
啊，情感是你的偶像。
And all of a sudden you begin to discover that this thing that you long for romance becomes your idol.
啊，我不是说神一定这样子做。
I'm not saying this is what God will do.
但是有的时候神会让你经历思念的痛苦。
And God will allow you to go through heartbreak.
让你知道原来。人之间的爱情不能当偶像。
To let you know that you cannot worship a relationship.
啊，有人觉得这个只要有钱了就可以了啊。
Some people think that if I have money, everything will be okay.
人家说钱是 international passport.
And a lot of people said money is international passport.
我们中国人说的更厉害了，连鬼都要听你的。
And the Chinese say that even the demons will listen to you.
啊，但是神，你在这里追求钱财，钱财成了你的偶像。
And you pursue money, you pursue wealth.Has become your idol.
神如果爱我们
If God loves you,
神就击打马门在我们身上的权柄
And God will strike the power of mammon over you.
让你因为贪，因为爱财，你被许多的愁苦刺透了
And because of your love for money, many sorrows will come.
啊，那个钱财的东西让你想起来你就怕它
And all of a sudden you begin to learn, whenever I long for it, I actually fear for it.
原来我说我们中国人比较容易把儿女当我们的偶像。
And forgive me for saying this, I think the Chinese culture, a lot of times, we actually worship our children.
虽然我们都否认他。
A lot of times we don't acknowledge.
可是你发现我们整个的生活中心，我们所赚的钱，我们的时间，我们的计划，我们所有一切所有的都绕着我们的孩子。
You begin to discover everything that we've earned, all our time management, everything in our life, they revolve around our kids.
所以有时候也容许孩子们在我们身上给我们带来的一些的失望和伤害。
And God actually allows the disappointments and the harm that comes from our kids.
让你知道你不能够把孩子摆在神之上。
And God will let you know that you cannot place your children above me.
今天多少人孩子睡不醒就不来聚会的，因为孩子还没睡醒。
And a lot of people will not come to church because their kids are still sleeping.
孩子们来到教会可以把爸爸妈妈绑在主日学教室里面，让爸爸妈妈几个月都听不到道的。
And the kids could tie their parents up, and there's a children's Sunday school, and the parents won't be able to go and listen to messages.
有人是他的工作，我不知道你的是什么。
And some people is their work. I don't know specifically for everyone here.
弟兄姊妹，神是为了爱我们。
But God, for the sake of loving us,
神不是故意四处要找我们麻烦。
God is not looking for trouble.
因为神比我们更知道世界的本质是什么。
Because God knows the nature of this world far better than we do.
仇敌来偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
他要让痛苦、虚空、俗途的事情充满我们的生活。
And bitterness, emptiness, and the things of this earth will fill your lives.
所以神要来拯救我们。
So God wants to come and deliver us from it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一方面让我们看见我们在这个世界。
Friends, sister, this allows us to see that when we're in this world,
我们不属于这个世界。
But we are not of this world.
神要叫我们里面的心，我们这个人出埃及。
And God wants his heart to get out of Egypt.
不是外面我们离开，我们搬到山里面去。
It's not that, yeah, we temporarily leave where we are, we've moved into the mountains.
而是我们心里面越来越脱离偶像在我们身上的捆绑。
But your heart begins to depart from the things that hold you captive.
偶像捆绑我们的力量越来越松了，因为神一再击打他说 Let my people go.
The power of these idols that are holding you captive, God has struck it again and again and say, Let my people go.
不仅仅这样子。
And not just this.
我们也要胜过世界。
And we need to overcome the world.
摩西的意思是说从水里面拉出来。
The name Moses means drawn out from the water.
神不仅仅要把我们从世界的这个水里面拉出来。
And God not only wants to draw us out of the waters of this world.
神要把我们带进他的应许之地。
But God wants to lead us into his promise.
叫我们在基督里面活出那个真实的得胜来。
To live out the true victory that can be experienced in Christ.
所以在这个整个过程里面,
so in this entire process,
仇敌不甘心,
the enemy is not willing.
法老一再的虽然一再的让步,
and Pharaoh, though he begins to let go little by little,
但是他也一再的用诡计不让神百姓走,
but at the same time, he uses trickery and he will not let the people go completely.
他先说你们不要走太远，住在这里就好了,
and he said, okay, you guys just don't go too far, you can worship him right here.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌在我们身上的第一个诡计,
and the very trickery of the enemy in our life.
Okay, 你可以去爱主，你可以去侍奉神,
yeah, okay, go ahead and serve your God, go and love your God.
但是就在这个地方就好，不要走太远,
but stay right here, don't go too far.
Within this land,
just within this boundary,
就在这个范围里面。原谅我说哈。
Forgive me for saying.
这就好像人去遛狗一样。
It's just like somebody go walk to walk the dog.
那个狗绳子可以伸可以缩的。
And the leash can actually extend and be contracted.
但是还是在这个人的控制范围里。
But this dog is still under the control of the master.
他要你回来你就回来。
Whenever he says come back, you gotta go back.
老板说你不准去聚会，你这个连续这个三个月你要给我赶出来。
And your boss says you cannot go to church on Sundays. You gotta finish your project.
平常还好。
And regularly be fine.
他要的时候你就要听他的。
But when he wants you to do it, you gotta listen.
这叫做不要走太远。
This is called not going too far.
摩西不答应。
Moses says no.
第二个。
And secondly.
哇，他翻译的真好。第二个。
Secondly.
神说不可以都去。或者是法老说不可以都去。
And Pharaoh says not all of you could go.
你们只要壮年人去就好了哈。
Just the young man, let them go.
妇人孩子留下来。
Women and children, they stay behind.
就像这个人大代表一样
and it's like representatives to go out.
去爱主家代表就好了
and if you want to go love the Lord, find someone to represent in your family.
我觉得在我们教会这个点算很好的
and I really want to thank God that in our church, this is actually a very good point.
我们夫妻整齐爱主的人真的很多
and couples that are loving the Lord together
原来我说我在很多地方
Forgive me for saying this, many places that I've gone to.
其实甚至就在中国的家庭教会也都是这样子。
Even in the home churches in China.
都是家代表来爱主。
And they send a representative from their own family to love God.
弟兄都下田。
Brothers go work in the field.
爱家的男人都死在路上了。
And all those who love their family all died on the road.
教会就是姊妹都代表来爱主。
And the church is full of women, they're representing their family to come and love God.
来侍奉主。
And to serve God.
投机的诡计啊！
And this is the trickery of the enemy.
刚才我们 worship team 带我们最后唱是唱什么？
This last song the worship team led today.
至于我和我家，
As for me,
必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
整个家都要侍奉主的。
The whole family has to go.
弟兄姊妹，这是对的路。
And this is the right way.
这是仇敌不甘心看到的。
This is something the enemy does not want to see.
你家代表去没有关系。
Send somebody to represent your family.
其他人不去，你还是走不了的。
Everybody who do not in your family go, you cannot really go.
摩西不答应了。
Moses says no.
摩西从来不妥协。
Moses never compromised.
到了第三次。
The third time.
法老再来说。
Pharaoh comes and says,
好，你们通通都去好了。
Okay, everybody go.
只是你们的牲畜不可以去。
But your animals, your belongings stay.
换句话说，你的财富不可以去。
All of your wealth, they stay.
你人去就好了。
Go, your person can go.
因为怎么样，仇敌太了解了。
The enemy knows these things so well.
知道怎么样把我们这个人留下来。
He knows actually how to hold you captive.
也就是说，财宝在哪，人的心就在哪。
The Lord says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
你们全家去侍奉神。
Okay, your family could go serve the Lord.
所有的财产留在我手中。
All of your belongings, your wealth, I'm holding.
早晚你会回来的。
Sooner or later, you'll come back.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌。
That's the enemy.
所以当你积财宝在地上的时候，
So when you accumulate wealth in this world,
你就不可能有超然胜世界的这种生活和生命。
And you will not have this life that surpasses the things of this world.
因为这个地扣住你。
Because this earth actually held you captive.
啊，以前我们讲说主再来的时候，有人被提到一半，觉得提得很慢，因为脚底下绑了一个大钢琴。
Somebody jokingly say that, you know, when the Lord returns and when the rapture takes place,Some people are suspended in midair because they find that there's a big grand piano hung on their leg.
弹钢琴成了他的一个偶像，一个嗜好一样。
Because for this particular Christian, playing the piano became an idol to her.
你知道我最近就听到一个人讲道的时候讲。
And I heard another message recently.
他说有一个弟兄啊。
He said there's a brother.
他也很羡慕主来。
And he actually longs for the Lord's return.
但是他又怕去天上无聊啊。
But he's afraid that when he goes to heaven, he'd be bored.
所以他预备了两个箱子。
So he prepared two boxes.
把他最喜欢的东西都放在这个箱子里面。
And he placed the things that he loved the most in those boxes.
啊，可能有 iPod, Xbox 啊 ,PE 啊什么都放在箱子里面。
Xbox, iPod, all that kind of stuff.
他说等到主一来的时候，赶快到床底下拿起这个箱子就上去了。
When the trumpet sounds, the Lord returns. I'm going to reach down my bed. I'm going to grab those two boxes.
就他有一天晚上睡觉做梦的时候。
And one night he had a dream.
主来了。
The Lord came.
他就赶快跑到底下去把两个箱子提起来。
He reached down in his bed and he grabbed those boxes.
那想到天上去好好这个享受永生。
I'm going to have a great time in heaven.
结果，就你知道这个这次我们的经文也讲到腓立比书第三章，讲到主来的时候，我们的身体会跟他相似啊。
And the Philippians says that when the Lord comes, our body, our physical flesh will be just like him.
你知道主耶稣复活以后，他的 body 有一个特性，他可以穿墙过去的啊。
And when Jesus resurrected, there was a particular characteristic of his body that he goes through walls.
所以他提着两个箱子就开始上去了。
So he grabbed those two boxes and started going up.
他人穿过的天花板以后，箱子穿不过去了。
His head went through the ceiling, but all of a sudden he stuck. The boxes would not go through the ceiling.
他被卡住了。
He stuck.
他急得怎么上都上不去，因为箱子卡在那个天花板上。
And it was streaming that he was going up, but he's stuck because the box is held him back.
弟兄姊妹，主都知道什么东西会捆绑我们。
The Lord knows what's holding you captive.
他击打我们的偶像，不是为了要找我们麻烦，他是爱我们。
He strikes the gods in our lives because he's not creating trouble for us, because he loves us.
因为只要偶像在我们身上有力量。
And as long as these idols have power over us,
你在地上就不可能过得胜、喜乐、满足的生活。
And you cannot live a life that's truly joyous.
因为诗篇十六篇第四节讲得清清楚楚的。
Because Psalm 16 says it very clearly.
凡是以别的偶像代替神的，或是以别的代替神的。
All those who replace other things are for God.
他的愁苦一定加增。
And sorrow will increase.
所以弟兄姊妹，神让我们胜过世界。
So the Lord allows us to overcome the world.
一方面 On
the one hand, he stretched out his mighty arms to help us.
击倒我们心中的偶像,
and he strikes the gods within our heart.
然后吩咐法老说,
and then he says to Pharaoh, let my people go.
这个人是我的,
this person belongs to me.
还有侍奉我的,
he is to serve me.
你不可以捆绑他,
you cannot hold him hostage.
一灾, 两灾, 三灾,
one plague, the second one, and the third one.
弟兄姊妹, 我们希望我们这个人早点被release出来。
And we pray that we are set free.
啊, 这个偶像的势力从我们身上被瓦解。
And the power of idols in our lives are washed away.
但是更帮助我们胜过这个世界的,
but what help us to overcome this world even more?
到了第十灾,
when it comes to the tenth plague,
神让我们看见借着他爱子耶稣基督替我们死了,
and the Lord Jesus caused us to see because His beloved Son dies for us.
灭命的天使 pass over,
the angel of death passes over.
神不刑罚我们,
God will not judge and try us.
神用他儿子的爱来征服来激励我们,
but the love of His Son comes and wins us over.
基督的爱激励我们,
and the love of Christ compels us.
一人集体众人, 十众人就都死了,
and one dies for all, then all have died.
让那些活着的人不再为自己活, 乃为替我们死而复活的主。
So those who live no longer live for themselves, but live for the Lord who has died for them.
所以一面借着神大能的拯救,
so on the one hand, God's mighty deliverance,
一面借着羔羊的大爱,
and secondly, the love of the Lamb,
无价之宝的吸引,
and this attraction of a priceless gift,
神爱的激励, 耶稣爱的激励,
and the love of Christ that compels us,
让地上的偶像失去了他那美丽的色彩,
that all of a sudden the idols of this world loses its glitter.
对, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers,
我们希望神帮助我们,
we ask the Lord to help us.
我们结束的时候读一节圣经,
before we end, we want to read a scripture.
我们看出埃及记第三章,
Exodus chapter 3.
verse 7 跟第8节。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地， 到美好宽阔流来与蜜之地。好，就读到这啊，在这里神说我们的困苦他看见了。And
God says, I have seen their oppression.
我们所发的哀声他听见了。And
their cry I have heard.
我们所有受的苦他都知道。And
all of our sorrows He is aware of.
我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。Our
high priest is able to sympathize with our weakness.
他太了解我们。
He knows us.
他知道我们的软弱,
He knows our weakness.
他知道我们的痛苦,
He knows our sorrow.
他知道投递在我们身上的捆绑和辖制是什么,
He knows the oppression, the things that we are held bondage by.
通通都知道,
He knows them all.
他看见,
He sees them.
他听见,
He's heard our cry.
他了解,
He understands.
接下来,
and then,
我们的神是一个采取行动的神,
and our God is a God of action.
所以你如果在你圣经上是可以画字的话, 你就知道他说, 我下来,
and go and underline, He says, I have come down.
啊, 上来牵起来, 我们的神采取行动啊,
circle it, I have come down.
差遣他独生的儿子来了,
He sent His only begotten Son.
他来, 把救圈起来, 他要救我们, 脱离埃及人的手,
circle, deliver. He says, I will come and deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians.
你再把那个领圈起来, 他要领我们,
and then circle, He will lead
去那地,
to that land.
然后再把道圈起来,
and then,
到美好宽阔流来与蜜之地,
to a good and a large land. Land full of milk and honey.
神采取行动啊,
and God is a God of action.
他下来救,
He comes to deliver.
他下来领,
He comes to lead.
他带我们到,
and He brings us to.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姊妹,
Hallelujah, brothers and
sisters.
And God did not just deliver us out of the bondage of this world,
他要亲自带领我们走属天的路,
but He is leading us in this heavenly journey.
他领我们进入他所应许的丰富之地,
he wants to lead us into this land of promise.
让我们享受流来与蜜之地,
to enjoy a land flowing with milk and honey.
享受在基督里面那一切的祝福,
all the blessings that are in Jesus Christ.
享受他给亚伯拉罕的祝福, 说论福我要赐大福给你,
and all the blessings that He had for Abraham. Concerning blessings, I will bless you greatly.
我们一起唱97首,
let's sing hymn number 97 together.
诗歌大本诗歌97首。
Hymn Book 97.
啊，这也是一首很喜乐的诗歌。
Wonderful song, very joyous song.
我们第一节、第四节一起唱，第二节弟兄，第三节姊妹们，好不好
？Verse 1 and 4 we sing together.
好，我们站起来唱。
It's all right. English or Chinese.
天上爱结为谁路不过是何为自由良心常有谁Love
到释放。
All those who are held captives will be set free.
受压制的今天晚上得到完全的自由。
Those who are oppressed are set free.
把他赶出一切的虚空和痛苦。
Drive out all things that are vain and all things that are sorrowful.
我们带到他的同在和喜乐中。
We'll bring it before the presence of His joy.
我们同声祷告。
Let's lift our voices together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you.
Father God, you send forth your Son. You say you shall call his name Jesus.
Amen.
Because he will deliver his people out of their sins.
Amen.
And yes, Lord Jesus, we are here standing before you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you see us so clearly.
Amen.
You see us so well. And Lord Jesus, you are coming tonight.
Amen.
You're going to come and you're going to deliver, oh Lord.
Amen.
But that is your name. You are Savior.You are Savior, O Lord.
Amen.
So come and save us and deliver us,
Amen.
O Lord.
Amen.
Whatever things that hold us captive, O Lord. Things that we cannot overcome, that we cannot be set free of, Lord. Jesus, come and deliver us.
Amen.
Set us free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We come and ask in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
不管今天晚上我们来的时候有多少的痛苦和捆绑
No matter how many sorrows we come How many things that are holding us captive tonight
你的灵在哪里哪里就要得到自由
Well wherever your spirit is There will be freedom
今天晚上就来释放我们
Come and set us free
把我们从一切不属于你不能够归给你的光景里面救出来
Deliver us from all things that does not belong to you, conditions that we do not belong to you.
荣耀的神从宝座上再一次发出权柄的呼召。
God of glory, once again, give your victorious call.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Let my people go that they may serve me.
没有一个人今天晚上还被捆绑所限制的。
No one is bound and set captive or held captive.
神的儿子叫我们自由我们就真自由了。
The Son of God sets us free, then we are truly free.
主耶稣啊今天晚上来释放我们
Jesus come and set us free
开我们的眼睛
Lord Jesus open our eyes
除去所有仇敌在我们身上的蒙蔽和作为
All the things that cause us to be blind because of the enemy
让我们在这个时候都归回到你宝座前
That we all come before your throne
到你施恩的宝座前
Come to your throne of grace
你赐下你的恩典成为我们的力量
Set forth your grace to be our strength
你用你的权柄吩咐所有的捆绑和锁链从我们身上脱落。
And according to your might, command all things to fall from us.
这几天用喜乐的油来膏你的儿女们。
Anoint us with the oil of gladness these days.
哦，每一个 moment 都在你的同在中，我们喜乐。
Every moment we live in your presence and your joy.
哦，我们一起来享受你的爱。
We come and enjoy your love.
享受神儿女的自由。
We come and enjoy the freedom as a child of God.
享受属天君王儿女的尊贵。
And the royalty that we possess as the children of the King.
哈利路亚，我们赞美你。
Hallelujah, we pray.
你听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
祝福我们这几天在这里的生活
Bless these days our lives together.
除去我们所有的不适应
All the things that we are not accustomed to.
你的同在你的爱肢体的爱大过我们所有的不方便
Your presence, your love, the love of the body overcomes all of these inconveniences.
但愿这三天不仅仅在永世里被纪念
And we pray that these three days not only are they remembered in eternity.
成为我们的转机
But becomes our turning point.
我们谢谢你
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.